Saving Haven, a 911 fic written by Embrace Self and read by C. Welsh for Pod Together 2025. This fic is rated general audiences, no archive warnings apply, with relationships Henrietta Hen Wilson, Karen Wilson, and Howard Chimney Han and Henrietta Hen Wilson, with additional tags for Safe Haven Baby, Fluff, Adoption, and Badass Paramedic Hen Wilson. Summary. Hen got baby fever. A safe haven baby was surrendered. Are these two things connected? Henrietta Wilson, better known as Hen, has been through a lot, that's undeniable. And yet, Hen felt strongly that she was currently knee-deep in Denial River. You see, Hen had an itch, an idea in the back of her mind. Not something she consciously thinks about all of the time, that would be crazy. She's thinking about it right now. Hen had a great life, an amazing group of friends, a crazy talented wife, and two adorable children. Hen was content, truly. And yet, something itched in the back of her head. The truth of the matter was that Hen wanted another baby. Hen was currently lying in bed, Karen finishing up in the bathroom for the night. A book was open on her leg, spread out as if she'd been reading. And yet, she hadn't been paying attention for several minutes, too caught up in a daydream featuring the pitter-patter of baby feet. Hen? You all right there? Karen's voice startled Hen out of her daydream. She flushed a bright red. I'm fine, just thinking. Could she admit to this? Would Karen think she was crazy? Well, at this point, Hen thought she was crazy. Karen didn't seem impressed by Hen's avoidance of a real answer. Hen could tell just based on the look Karen gave. Years of marriage had taught them both a secret language, one they were experts in. Hen knew she had to own up to her distractions. It was just a little nerve-wracking. Even after all the years married to Karen, Hen was just slightly afraid of Karen's reaction. Karen took the book out of Hen's lap. She closed it and leaned over Hen's body to place it on Hen's bedside table. Then she wrapped her arm around Hen's middle. What are you thinking about? It's been so long since we had a first day of school, I kind of miss it, Hen blurted out. Denny was so cute, Karen agreed with a soft smile, her eyes fluttering shut with the memory. Remember the sign we made him? Hen did. It had been a really cute chalkboard sign with the words Mommy's Future Assistant combined with a bunch of rocket ships and test tubes drawn all over. Denny had insisted he needed a lab coat to be just like Mama. If Karen had cried, well, that was something Hen was prepared to take to the grave. But you're not talking about Denny or Mara, are you? Karen tried to meet Hen's gaze. Hen avoided looking at her. Just think how cute this kid would be, with your good looks and my muscles, Hen whispered. Karen gripped Hen's chin with a singular finger. Are you talking about IVF or fostering again? She questioned. IVF is really expensive. I think fostering is great, if that's what you want. I can hear the pitter-patter of feet running down the hall after their big brother and sister. Can't you? So, maybe adoption? Hen blushed a little, obviously nervous to comment. She struggled to look into Karen's eyes. But once she did, all she saw was love. You've got a heart too big for your body, Henrietta Wilson, Karen murmured, stretching upwards to give a kiss to the spot where her finger had jabbed Hen's chin. I know. It's crazy. I'm crazy. But I just think it would be perfect, don't you? Baby smell, Hen gestured wildly, sighing. I can practically taste those baby fingers, Karen agreed, a soft giggle escaping. Cuteness aggression with infants was very real. Yeah, okay, so are you into the idea? Hen asked nervously. Karen tangled their hands together, squeezing. I'm into it, Karen agreed. We can call Deidre in the morning, start the process. Hen squeezed back. Her eyes were practically heart-shaped. I love you. Thank you for not thinking I'm crazy, Hen whispered. Hold on, when did I agree to saying all of that? Karen teased, snuggling into Hen's side. Hen rolled her eyes. The next morning, after first a conversation with their two eldest, then a quick but earnest phone call to Deidre, Hen went to work. It was situation normal for the most part, except for the fact that she was practically vibrating. Soon enough, her best friend, Howard Chimney Han, was able to tell that something was up. Okay, spill, Chim insisted, cornering her. Nothing to spill, Hen denied, a light flush dusting her cheeks and belying her words. Now you're lying straight to my face? Who are you and what have you done with Hen? Chim crossed his arms over his chest. Hen would have responded. Really, she would have had something clever and or snarky to say. Unfortunately, it just so happened that a special klaxon went off at the very moment she opened her mouth. It was the safe haven box being opened and having weight put in. Hen didn't bother closing her mouth before she took off running. There was no telling how old the baby was just by the sensor. She didn't know how sick it was either. What if in the seconds she took to close her mouth, she lost the infant? She'd never forgive herself, especially after the conversation she'd had with Karen just last night. She could not, in good conscience, waste a single second that she could be spending on this infant. Hen reached the safe haven box exactly 5 seconds after the alarm started sounding, but to her it had taken hours. She felt like she couldn't breathe until she had the infant in her arms and she was testing its reflexes. The infant looked young, too young. Chim, grab the formula, Hen demanded. Chim turned on his heel and set to obeying Hen's order without a word. There was no need for further communication between the two of them. Chim just knew what she needed. So far, the infant was passing the reflex tests Hen kept repeating. It was only once she'd finished the third repeat that she felt around in the box for any identification for this innocent angel. Only, Hen didn't want to let go of the baby to read it. Book, read this. She shoved the piece of paper into Evan Buck Buckley's chest, focusing herself on calming the baby. It says she's 8 weeks old. Mom's too worried about Dad to keep her. Mom doesn't want to be found. Says she's going back to the dad. Buck found himself reading sections aloud. Hen knew he was probably thinking about his sister. Hen didn't focus on that. Did she give a name or birth certificate? Hen asked. According to Mom, her middle name and Mom's mom's middle name are the same, passed down. Mom wanted the new parents to give a first name, but wanted to share that legacy with the baby. It's Elizabeth, Buck nodded. I'm going to call Deidre, Hen announced, still cradling the baby. And my wife. Her first phone call should have been to Deidre. It was, instead, to Karen. So, you know how I said I wanted a baby? Hen greeted her wife as soon as Karen picked up the phone. Henrietta Wilson, please tell me you did not kidnap a small child. Sad that's where you went first. No, I did not kidnap a small child, Hen said with dignity. She burst into giggles the next second. The baby snuffled at the noise. We got a safe haven surrender, Hen told Karen. Karen, she's so small and perfect. My lunch break is in 10 minutes. Please try and refrain from doing anything stupid until I get there, Karen said gently, to ease the sting. Deidre's my next call, Hen promised. Good move. All right, I love you, baby. See you in a few, Karen promised. Love you too. Bye. Hen hung up, then dialed Deidre, adjusting the baby in her arms. Hey, Deidre. I've got an idea to run by you. We have a safe haven surrender, and I've got a connection to her. I don't know how to explain it. You know what Karen and I were planning. I think when the universe screams, you gotta listen, Hen explained. Are you at the fire station? Deidre responded. I'll see what I can do about at least giving you two the emergency placement. We'll be here. Karen's on her way too, Hen promised. See you in a few, Deidre answered. They hung up. Hen stared down at the baby in her arms. She's so small. Buck gave the baby a finger to chew on. His finger was huge in her mouth. "I know," Hen agreed. "I don't know if she was a NICU baby or what, but she's just perfect," Hen sighed. Just then, Karen showed up. "All right, how gay is this about to make me?" She washed her hands. "Seeing my wife with an infant?" "Very," Buck chimed in. "It's making me straight." Karen and Hen both glared at him. "What the fuck, Buck?" Hen smacked him. Karen laughed. "She's too much for you to handle, Buckaroo," Karen promised. Hen laughed. Then Karen hurried over to Hen's side. "Oh my goodness," Karen whispered, holding the infant as Hen passed the baby to Karen. "She's so tiny. I love her so much already. I know it's dangerous, but look at her," Hen insisted. Karen was nodding in agreement as Deidre showed up. Deidre walked up the stairs to the loft area of the fire station. "Does Safe Haven Baby have a name yet?" she teased the group. Karen met Hen's eyes. Hen nodded sheepishly. "I've been calling her Haven," she admitted. "She's just so perfect, Deidre." "Well, good news. I've got you two as her emergency placement," Deidre smiled. She looked at the infant. "I assume you've checked her over?" "Every 5 minutes," Hen promised. Buck chimed in. "This was the letter that was left with her. Her middle name is supposed to be Elizabeth." He handed the letter to Deidre. "Haven Elizabeth." Karen sounded the name out. "I like it." "She's perfect," Hen insisted. "I mean, just look at her." "Denny and Mara will make good siblings," Deidre commented. "I think this is the start of something real good, Hen. Karen?" "I agree." Karen kissed Hen's cheek, then nuzzled her face against Haven's cheek. "The start of forever," Hen confirmed. The end. Reader notes. So, as I said at the start, this was written for Pod Together 2025. When I first started talking to Embrace Self, when we got matched, connected, obviously this is audio, you can't see it, but I'm like tapping the tips of my fingers together. That's what being matched is, tapping the fingertips. Yeah, so this is another rambling reader notes. You have been warmed. Warmed? Warned. I might edit this. Anyway, when we got matched, we started talking about, you know, we were matched on 911 and we were talking about, you know, what ships we had and what kind of fix we like. And we ended up saying about how, you know, Hen and Karen just do not have the amount of fix that they deserve. Like, honestly, they could have more than Destiol on AO3 and it would not be enough. So without really planning to choose Henren, we're like, we think we've made a decision here. And then we're talking about, you know, what it would be like if they got a baby and that kind of thing. And this was just so cute and so much fun to record. And working with Embrace Self has been absolutely fantastic. And it's just, I love Pod Together. It's always great. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to go and check out all of the great, phenomenal, amazing podfics that are coming out of Pod Together 2025. At this point, I haven't heard any of the others because how could I? They've not come out yet. But they're always absolutely fantastic. And remember to keep checking back if not all of them are out yet. And after all of the main events are out, the party favours come out. And just listen to it all. It's absolutely fantastic. The mods do a great job every single year. Everyone's wonderful. I'm now just gushing over the hypotheticals because I know how great they're going to be. Anyway, yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening.